Hey, I'm dictating one on a Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Last name is D as in David, U-R-R-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. This is an 86-year-old woman who's been placed on hospice with history of multiple myeloma, period. Patient's history is as follow. I think that's the last time I saw it. This well, she was born in 37. She's not. They put 76, but today is 2023 minus 1937. Yeah, she's definitely 86. 86-year-old woman. This is 86-year-old woman. Presented to Houston Northwest Hospital with severe shooting pain in her lower back. CT scan showed multiple lytic lesions in the bone. Subsequently, total body skeletal survey confirmed the lesion consistent with multiple myeloma involving long bones, hip, and skull. Lesions, period. Biopsy confirmed plasma cell dyscrasias. Pathology confirmed hypercellular marrow involving plasma cell neoplasm of 43% plasma cells. Congo, C-O-N-G-O, red staining showed no evidence of amyloid deposits. Subsequently, patient was worked up. Going back to 2016. Has had multiple treatments. Both for multiple myeloma and subsequent non-small cell lung cancer, period. Patient has failed the recent treatments with associated nausea and vomiting, weight loss, not eating, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and lack of response to treatment. Albumin has dropped to 3.9, total protein around 6. Patient continues to be anemic with severe anemia. Required many transfusions in the past. Also treated with initially showed some improvement with MVP, as per VISTA, V-I-S-T-A protocol, and on or about 12/23/2022, she had relapsed refractory metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, adenocarcinoma, in face of multiple myeloma. Patient is no longer a candidate for chemotherapy, and patient and family have to, or radiation therapy, and patient and family have decided to proceed with hospice care at home to control her pain. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient's expected to live less than 6 months, given her findings at this time. Multiple malignancies and current findings at this time. Patient with a KPS score of 50%, sleeping over 16 hours a day, requires pain medication around the clock, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, not eating, and becoming ADL and ADL dependent. as well as bowel and bladder dependent incontinence because of severe weakness. Thank you.